Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, the last couple of segments, I was talking with Sarah Fouts with Allianz Travel Insurance all about those frequently asked questions that I myself have, as well as I know some of you out there may have those questions too. So if you missed some of that, you got to go to the website, travelbagswithanita.com. And after the show, you can hear it all. We'll have it all loaded there so that you can hear some of those tips, because she gave some really, really good ones. But I know this time of the year, I call it the most wonderful time of the year, which I'm sure a lot of you do too, because it's the time when we're hitting the road, going on these trips, and travel insurance is really, really important. So that's one of my top tips, is that you need to consider that. Sarah just shared that 150 miles away from your home, you should consider travel insurance, and a lot of us are hitting the road to go much further than that. Whether you're going by car, whether you're going by plane, or maybe even train or bus. But as we're leading up to the last couple of days coming up to Christmas, I wanted to share some last minute tips. I do want to tell you a little bit about packing light. And packing light does not just only apply to that carry-on bag or the bag that you're going to take on the airplane. It also applies to if you're doing a road trip or you're traveling in a car. Because remember, that truck is only so large. So think about packing light. Think about coordinating in terms of your wardrobe, coordinating tops and bottoms so that you only having to carry one or two of each of those. One pair of shoes, maybe even just only the pair of shoes that you're wearing. Because this is all about family time. This isn't about trying to get all dolled up, unless you're having some really swanky party. But think about traveling light when you are heading out for your holiday travel. Now, if you're going to the airport, and I just started doing this myself, checking in on the lower level of Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. You probably see it. It says Delta Dash. There's a way that you can go down to the bottom level there if you're going on the south side of the airport, which is usually the airline that I'm taking. And you can check in down below. It's very easy to check in, get out of your car, get your bags out, go check in. Or if you're not checking on curbside there, you can go up the escalator. Lots of ease to doing it this way. And also too, for the person that's dropping you off, because now they're not caught in all of that traffic that you'll find on the upper level of Hartsfield Airport. Now, another thing too is reserve airport parking. If you're driving yourself and the family to the airport, a lot of times we're driving all around trying to find a parking spot. Then you have to rush and get over to the shuttle bus with all of your bags and everything. How about checking out some of the reserve airport parking that's located right around the airport there? You do have to take a shuttle over, but the cool thing about this is that you can pre-book your parking space. So you're sparing yourself all of this crazy scramble to get your car parked away there and then rush off to your flight. So provide a little extra time to park off-site of the airport in some of these reserve airport parking spots. And just Google that, you'll find them all there. Now, road trips are things that I really love. I love road trips all the time, whether it is, the holiday season or just going on a quick road trip. And often we think of holiday travel as only being air travel. But like I mentioned earlier, these road trips, we have to think about those too, because for most of us, we are hitting the highways. So the highways can be congested, slower traffic, longer lines at the gas station, rest areas, food and beverage stops, all of those. So I have a couple of different apps that I think you should check out and possibly load onto your phone. The first one is pretty well known, and that is Waze. I think a lot of us are familiar with Waze, and that's W-A-Z-E. And the good thing about Waze is it lets you know of upcoming problems that there might be on the road, where the congestion is, and then alternate routes as well. And then Google Maps is another one as well that's really good, especially if you're needing to plug in your destination, if you're not exactly sure where it is. It gives really good maps and information, and it talks to you to let you know exactly where you need to turn, where you need to go next, and how many miles and how much time it's going to take to get there. So really, really, really good app there. Another one is Gas Buddy. I love Gas Buddy because it will point out where those gas stations are. And if it's a lot of congestion on the highway and you're stopping and starting, you might need a little bit more gas, more than you normally would on that route. And then Toll Smart is another one. Tells you where those tolls are along your route. And Toll Guru is another good one. And another one is iExit. It tells you what are the food spots, the restaurants, the Hey, even the gas stations, if you're not using Gas Buddy, you can find that on iExit as well. So I want everyone to have a great Christmas. This is the holiday season. It's a perfect time for family and friends getting together, having those festive moments. And that's what it really should be all about. We don't want those headaches. We don't want to be stressed out. So just think ahead, prepare, take a deep breath, and really enjoy the season and all that it really is meant to be. Time together with your family and with your friends. And you can come back later and tell me all about it, because I would love to hear about it on Facebook or on Instagram. You can find me there. Leave messages. Tell me about your holiday experience. You can find us on Facebook at Travel Bags with Anita, and on Instagram at Anita, my name, A-N-N-I-T-A, the letter N, and friends. So I'd love to see some pictures from your holiday travels. This is Travel Bags with Anita and friends. And while I'm talking about road trips, I want to share with you something I just recently did. I had a chance to review the 2019 Silverado 4-wheel drive LT Crew. And I'm telling you, this truck is perfect for a road trip and with my friends. Now, can you say girlfriend's trip? Because this truck seats 6 passengers. Yes, you heard me right. 6 passengers. It's a double cab, so there are 3 comfortably in the back, and then the center console in the front folds up and becomes a seat. Now, how cool is that? 3 in the front and 3 in the back. But I had a chance to go and pick up a Christmas tree with this truck. And I'm telling you, when you talk about tie downs and getting things secure, this truck comes with 12 fixed tie downs in the bed, stationed throughout the bed of the truck. And I went up to Kinsey Tree Farm for a tree, tied it down securely, and was off with my Christmas tree, which, by the way, I donated to Good News at Noon. But, you know, the whole thing was that it was so easy to travel with it. And the other thing, too, is I could plug in the address for Good News into the truck right there so that I could follow the map and get there really easily, because this truck also comes with 4G LTE Wi-Fi and connectivity. Now, not only can the driver explore features like hotspots, but 6 other passengers too, up to 7 devices at one time. Now, how's that for entertainment on the road and not getting lost? Everyone is connected. And talking about tech, with the Chevrolet mobile app, you can also have seamless control of the vehicle, even when you're nowhere near it. This app allows you to start and shut down your vehicle, and you can also unlock your vehicle from far away, activate the horn and lights, send parking reminders. I need that because a lot of times I am searching for my vehicle in the parking lot. So this app allows you to do so much. But hey, you do still have to drive it. It's not going to drive it for you. And one of my most favorite features of the Chevrolet vehicles, and in particular now, you know, the Silverado, since I was driving around in that, is what they call the rear seat reminder. If you open that back door before pulling out on a road trip, you'll receive a message at your next stop to check the back seat. So you don't want to leave any kids in the back, pets in the back, or your ice cream in the back, or anything like that. So it's a great reminder that you need to make sure you've checked everything in the back. Now, when I talk about the Silverado, I'm telling you, it was really, really cool. I want to say it had all the bells and whistles for taking it on a road trip. And if you want to visit the website, because this would also be a good time to start designing your 2019 Silverado, or maybe you want to give it as a gift. Do you know someone who loves to haul things? Because those 12 tie downs in the bed are really great for not only hauling around your Christmas tree, but throughout the year, you could be secure with whatever you're tying down in that bed. And talk about technology, the tailgate comes with a button that you just press that and the gate comes down. No more trying to juggle everything in your hands to let that tailgate down. Just push that button and there it goes. So again, check out their website, start planning your Chevrolet, and then just go to a local dealer and pick it up. And that is Chevrolet.com. And you'll see that 4-wheel drive LT Crew that I was driving around in. Really snazzy. I had a great time on a road trip in the Silverado. Now, this has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and today's show has been brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations and Allianz Travel Insurance. You can check out the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations at their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com, and of course, Allianz Travel, you can check them out at allianztravelinsurance.com. Thanks for joining me today. Bye-bye.